Good afternoon from the JPR Steve Nelson Performance Studio on the campus of Southern Oregon University. Welcome to another JPR Live Session. I'm Dave Jackson. JPR Live Sessions are made possible with support from the Talent Club. Find their live music schedule at talentclublive.com. Joining me today are the Koffis brothers, Kellen Koffis on guitar and vocals, Jamie Koffis on vocals, and Aidan Collins on vocals as well. Their most recent release is a self-titled record with a bit of an inside joke, it seems, about how to pronounce their last name as well as the word brothers. And welcome, guys, to the JPR Live Session Studio.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So after I watched the movie Echo in the Canyon, which I've now watched numerous times, I realized that California roots and folk rock is kind of the music of my people. I'm a West Coast white guy, and this is what I've been listening to my whole life. In addition to you guys and other newer acts like Mapache, I'm way into Tom Petty and the Byrds and Grateful Dead, the Mother Hips, and been really digging the remastered Buckingham Nicks album from 1973. And I feel like you guys can relate. So tell us about how you get into the sound that you guys play.
It's about sounds about the same.
Yeah,
pretty much the same. Yeah, you're speaking our language. Tom was a big probably number one hero, and then we kind of spread out from there and saw who he was friends with. I mean, Beatles too. We're all huge Beatles nerds here.
Yeah,
and yeah, that's the story basically. Rock and roll.
Yeah, it sure is. You guys have been making music now about 10, 15 years now.
Yeah.
And that album from last year was your sixth studio?
That's right.
I think that's correct.
Yeah. And am I right, Dad? That was kind of an inside joke about how to pronounce your name.
That's correct. Yeah. And hopefully it clears some confusion up.
It's okay, though. We don't mind.
No.
The Koffis bro.
Yeah. Koffis is what we get a lot.
Everyone says Koffis, which is incorrect, but that's okay.
Yeah, as long as they're saying your name.
Whatever. As long as they're introducing us somewhere, it doesn't matter.
Well, hey, why don't you start off with a song? What do you want to play?
Cool. We'll play the first track from that new album. The song's called Take It From Me.
Things enough to call them mine. They've all been scratched and dinged, but they still do fine. And all the lines on my face, some new ones every day. It's like I'm seeing myself for the very first time. But I don't know what to do or say. The right words never come my way. Yeah, it's been hard getting out of this rut, acting like a stick in the mud and running back. Same old boring routine. I think I talk too much. You say it's not enough. I'd rather sit and watch from out on the side. But there's been times I've lost. There's been some lines I've crossed, but I don't get caught up just to get untied. But it's hard to feel those good vibrations when you're stuck in isolation. Lonely when you come secondhand mud and running back the same old board routine. Yeah, it's just time we get over this stuff. It's lonely when you're coming back up, but it don't have to look that way.
Is Take It From Me, the Koffis Brothers, in a JPR live session. So, yeah, those harmonies, you were saying the Beatles earlier, and the kind of the backing vocals there, I can hear a straight line from that to what you guys are doing. Sure appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Oh, thanks, man.
You grew up in Ben Lomond, right, in the Santa Cruz Mountains?
Kellen and I did, yep.
Yeah. And Kyle.
As well as our guitar player, Kyle, who's not.
Not in,
in this room. He's exactly. Just on the other side
he's
of those
near,
doors.
He's near, but yeah.
Yeah.
We couldn't talk him into.
Yeah, we're all Bay Area kids. Aiden's from the Santa Rosa area.
Uh-huh.
Corey's from the East Bay. But yeah, Ben Lomond, situated in the Santa Cruz Mountains.
Yeah.
Cute little town.
Yeah,
not unlike Ashland in some ways.
I spent some time in that area as a little kid, and I still have relatives in Boulder Creek and out there. So, yeah. So what was it like growing up for you guys?
It was cool, man. It was pretty idyllic in a lot of ways. We're, you know, raised by some real authentic California hippies. Mm. And we had a lot of friends. It's small town kind of vibes. And we grew up with a lot of music, a lot of sports, a lot of, you know, a lot of good community.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all good stuff.
I heard you guys are into basketball. Is that a...
We're into all of them.
Yeah, we're hoops right now for sure. Yeah,
yeah, right on. So when did you start learning to play music? How did that come about?
Our mom was a musician, singer, and just got us into. It just kind of opened the door for us to sing, and then you know picking up an instrument was the next thing. So I started guitar pretty early, like five or six or something. Jamie was probably on the piano 8 or 9, around then. But we had a good introduction without really ever knowing that it was, you know, maybe unusual to be singing.
Uh-huh.
And that was a great, like when we started the band again, it was like Jamie, you know, we went a long time without singing together, my brother and I, but when we started the band, it was like, oh yeah, we know how to do this. We've done this before. So it was a natural thing.
Interesting you say that you thought everybody just picked up a guitar and played, and that was sort of, I've heard other people in here kind of say that as well. It's like, I never knew it was weird to be playing the banjo in high school.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have to think about singing in front of people. Like, that was a thing that we just did, you know, just singing. So we're lucky that we had that introduction.
So you are touring with the full band along with John Craigie as well. So.
Yeah, and we're backing him up on the whole tour.
Oh,
well.
So you guys are his backing band, isn't it?
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we open the show and then we just walk off stage and come back on, and John's in the middle. And that's the difference. Yeah. And it's play a whole set of his music. And we did a lot of it this summer. We went around the mostly the West Coast and played festivals.
Uh-huh.
And we've done a little bit. We did a little bit with him in last year too, but this has been we're probably going to, by the time we finish this tour, it's probably going to be about 30 or 40 dates we've done backing him up.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fun. We're having a good time.
He's somebody we've been following for quite a while too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's hear another song. What do you have for us?
This one's called Dead Ends. It's also on our newest record, and a little country western kind of deal here.
It's the Koffis Brothers in a JPR live session.
It's gonna take some time to get around, to clear my mind, kick you out. behind me. It was raining smoke. The river was winding. The water was low. Running through the canyon, would you hold my hand? Do you think you can trust me, baby? Do you even understand? Ooh, forgive me.
That's a tune called Dead Ends. It's the Koffis Brothers in a JPR live session. It's Jamie and Kellen Koffis with me, as well as Aiden Collins singing back up today. So where could people find that record?
Anywhere they want, probably. Yeah. Spotify, our website is koffisbrothers.com. I think we have it up on Bandcamp if you like that. Okay. One. Whatever. I think that it should be everywhere. YouTube.
All right.
At the Armory.
A bunch of other, you know.
Are you selling them tonight? We've got
them in vinyl and CDs.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Talk to us about how you guys put songs together. Is somebody the chief lyricist, or how do you go about that?
Jamie and I kind of write them independently mostly.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, bring them to the band or bring them to each other first and kind of structure them a little bit. They always seem to change when we go to record them. Mm-hmm. You know, we've gotten a little bit, better at just kind of figuring out the form and the structure of the songs once we're recording them. But it starts, I would say, the bulk of the song is done just independently.
Uh-huh.
And if Jamie's singing the song, then that generally means he wrote it. And if I'm singing the song, then... Uh-huh. Then I wrote it. That's the way it's been. It's there's a few examples that are different, pretty much like that.
Pretty 50-50.
Cool. And so arranging them, is that done in the studio? Do you have a pretty good idea of what's going on when you bring it to the rest of the band? Or
a little bit of everything, you know, kind of just sometimes you have more of it. It's more fleshed out. Sometimes it's not. But we like to kind of collaborate with the band. And I think that makes for a better end product, just whatever we serve the song is the idea.
Uh-huh.
Whatever seems like the best idea is what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys worked with Tim Bloom of the Mother Hips producing the self-titled album, and you've worked with him quite a bit. How did you guys meet up with him?
We've just been fans. I mean, we just kind of were Mother Hips fans for a long time, Nikki Bloom fans, Jackie Green, and he his name keep popping up, and we asked him to check out some songs and see if he would work with us on some stuff, and kind of just the rest was history. I mean, that was probably what,
that was like 6 years ago. Yeah, 6-7 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And we just kind of become real close and good friends, and we've become his band when he does stuff outside of the Hips.
Uh-huh.
But it was just right off the bat, just a really good fit. Like,
yeah.
He knew what we were doing, and he liked what we were doing, and just kind of came in there and was able to just, I don't know, just make little changes that really made a big difference to the songs. And but he knew our vision, you know, right away. He knew exactly what we were trying to do, and he has a easy way of doing it, and not like, you know, I don't know, just kind of letting us be us, but just finding the best parts of it, I think. And it's been a real treat to work with them.
Yeah. So since we got your Turn My Radio Up album, we've always gotten a kick out of Ramona.
Good.
It seems like it's like sometimes kind of a silly song really hits. Tell us about how
that's
you came
exactly
up.
Right.
Sure, sure. Yeah. I wrote that, came up with that during, I think that was pretty much in the middle of lockdown times. And I just remember trying to entertain myself and not thinking much of it at the time. But, you know, I don't know. I brought it to the band. They liked it. And like, well, maybe this is something. It seemed like a guilty pleasure at first. But
it was kind of a perfect time to bring a song like that. And we didn't really have anything to do. So just having that song be like, well, let's just go and play, you know, record it in our little home studio and see what that's like. And then we did it. And we're like, wow, that's pretty good. And we showed it to Tim, and we showed it to, we were with the label, and they were like, this is it. That's great. Go do it.
This has hit written.
Yeah.
On
yeah.
It. Somehow. Yeah.
So it wasn't like,
it's
you know,
a silly one.
It's definitely a time we could have been like, nah, that's not a real, I don't know. We like, I think earlier in our career, maybe we would have thought twice about it, but
big you know, like Traveling Wilburys vibes is kind of what like was was the muse that we kind of followed on that. It was right. Like, well, they're silly,
right?
And we go on a lot of people that can be, you know, have a little tongue-in-cheek moments in their songs. That's
right.
That's so that we just kind of followed that.
I was just actually playing with my kind of garage band that I'm in. We did a Tweeter and the Monkey Man last night.
Yes, we do that.
Talk
sometimes.
About silly songs.
Yeah.
That's such a great one.
Nice.
Yeah.
We do that one.
Yeah, we've done that one. Yeah.
Right on. Well, do you want to play Ramona?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. It's the Confidence Brothers in a JPR live session.
Yeah, this is a somewhat of a fictional character, but maybe not all the way fictional. And she resides in Tacoma, allegedly. But I bet she could be walking around Ashland. You never know.
Probably. Yeah.
I just always put her on the guest list whenever we're in Oregon to see if she shows up.
Right on.
All right, here it is.
Never been to this part of the country. I must admit that I'm finding it quite fun. Oh, baby, last night got a little funky. Feelings were shared. Your friends were impaired, and then some. Hey, Ramona, I met you in Tacoma. We stayed up talking till the early morning. Holy Toledo, I think it's pretty neato. Your first name rhymes with the town that you were born in. I've always thought so instrumental. I must confess, I gave it my best, it's true. Oh, baby, you know I get so sentimental. When that record is on, it was her favorite song to dance to. Oh, hey, Ramona, I met you in Tacoma. We stayed up talking till the early morning. Holy Toledo, I think it's pretty neato. Your first name rhymes with the town that you were born in. Let you in Tacoma. Venetia.
I think that was the Venetia.
It's a fun tune, Ramona. It's the Koffis Brothers in a JPR live session. I have with me Jamie and Kellen Koffis and Aidan Collins. They're performing tonight at the historic Ashland Armory with John Craigie. Showtime's at 8 o'clock, and you can find tickets at ashlandfolkcollective.com. Last time John Craigie was in town, he kept talking about the hot bar at the Ashland Co-op. Has he made you guys go there yet?
No.
I think it's his favorite restaurant in town.
I will ask him about it. Yeah.
To check it out.
The other night in Chico, he was talking about Egg Roll King.
Egg Roll King. He's got his spots up and down the coast. Yeah. He's been doing this tour for a long time. So,
you guys have a few more shows left with John, right? And then what's on the horizon with you guys?
Yeah, we've got about, I think, maybe like 8 more on this tour. We'll do about 3 more in Oregon this week and then take a week break. And we go back home and play a show in Santa Cruz. We come back and finish the Northwest run with them. And then in the spring, we'll do a Koffis Brothers tour. We'll be up around here. We'll be in Talent in March.
All right. Well, look forward to that.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for coming in today. I'm glad we finally got to catch up.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Totally.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for accommodating us. And it's a really awesome spot you got here.
JPR Live Sessions are engineered by John Griffin of Luna's End Studios. They're made possible with support from the Talent Club, offering live music and cold drinks in a casual atmosphere in Talent, Oregon. The live music schedule is at talentclublive.com. You can find this live session later archived at ijpr.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Dave Jackson. Thanks for listening to JPR Live Sessions. Open Air continues next.